This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got our Loud and Local Band of the Week, and this week, it's Sorshine. Loud and Local Band of the Week, Sorsha. You want to find out where you can get their music?
Oh, man. Check out their full length, recorded by with Tad Doyle from Tad fame, mastered by Jack Endino, who's just, of course, worked with Nirvana and a lot of other great bands as well.
Yeah.
Good, heavy sound. These guys are pretty badass.
You can also get more info at the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. And make sure you're here Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. It's an all-local show. It's called Loud and Local. Two solid hours of great local music from bands like Sorsha. Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Oh, I was just thinking, what a weird work world we live in. Is imagine if anyone else, like, you're working like at an office job, and just at a random point twice a morning, one of your coworkers just starts jumping up and down uncontrollably every Friday.
When they hear Rebecca Black's Friday. Yeah.
Right. Like, could you imagine that?
I'd probably
go to HR or your boss and be like, yeah, can we talk about Danny?
he's got some issues.
Yeah, twice a day he jumps. And we're not sure why.
We're not sure why. It's every Friday.
For 5+ years.
Very confusing. We've never gotten to the bottom of it.
It's going to be very awkward if I ever get an office job.
Right. I'm going to troll you. I'm going to get the job with you, and I'm going to just play that song every Friday morning.
There we go.
Why is Danny jumping?
I don't know. Let's get to our contestant. We got Sam in Tacoma. Sam, are you there?
I'm here. Hi. Good morning, Sam.
What's up, Sam? All right, Steve. Get out of here.
Goodbye, Sam.
For those playing at home, Sam will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Sam, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Who moved to Tombstone in 1879, later becoming the Deputy U.S. Marshal of the Arizona Territory?
Pass.
What supermodel was Richard Gere married to in the early 90s?
Claudia Schiffer.
No.
Cynthia Crawford.
Yeah. The TV show Entourage aired on what network?
HBO.
Yes. What color dress does Wilma Flintstone typically wear?
White.
Yes. Lake of the Ozarks is located in which U.S. state?
Arizona?
No.
A pass.
Who was the creator of Star Trek?
Pass.
What was Popeye's favorite food?
Spinach.
Yes. What popular soft drink was first created in Waco, Texas?
Pass.
Jaundice tends to turn one skin what color?
Yellow.
Yes. What U.S. city hosted the Summer Olympics in 1996?
L.A.?
No.
Salt Lake City.
No.
One, two, three,
four, five. Don't apologize. You got 5 correct.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Right there.
Yeah.
Fitty, fitty.
Yeah, I know Steve will definitely get 1 correct. But beyond that, I have no idea.
Oh, all right. So you're guaranteeing 1.
My fingers crossed.
Yeah, I'm guaranteeing that Steve can get 1 correct.
Boy, that's a hell of a bet because I haven't known Steve to drop a 0. Has he ever done that?
I feel like I have. Maybe
I think
once
at
or
least
twice.
Once. Yeah.
Okay. Out of the skillions of games he's played, Rev, here's what Rev guaranteed that you'll get 1 right, Steve. I almost want to bet him on this just because he has a
well, remember,
policy.
It's 2021, so I'm not going to bet.
You should bet. I know. Too bad. You really should bet.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Who moved to Tombstone in 1879, later becoming the Deputy U.S. Marshal of the Arizona Territory?
Joe Appio?
No.
Oh, Sheriff Joe?
Sheriff Joe Appio. Oh, wow.
Joe Appio, okay.
I don't know. I'm Custard.
No.
Lee.
That's it.
No. What supermodel was...
I don't even know what the question was. I didn't even want to ask it.
What supermodel was Richard Gere married to
Cindy
in the
Crawford.
Early... Yes. The TV show Entourage aired on what network?
HBO.
Yes. Years. What color dress does Wilma Flintstone typically wear?
White.
Yes. Lake of the Ozarks is located in which U.S. state?
North Dakota.
No.
South Dakota.
No.
Utah.
No. Oh. Who was the creator of Star Trek?
Gene Roddenberry.
Yes.
Nice.
What was Popeye's favorite food? Yes. What popular soft drink was first created in Waco, Texas?
Pepsi?
No.
Coke?
No.
Mountain Dew?
No. Jaundice tends to turn one skin.
Yellow.
What color? Yes. What U.S. city hosted the Summer Olympics in 1996?
Los Angeles?
No.
Atlanta.
Yes!
Nice.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You win 7-5.
Yeah. That was pretty close, Sam.
Not bad.
That
was super close.
Good game.
Thank you.
Aww. Call again, Sam. Well. Love having you on.
Absolutely.
Sam's got a good attitude.
Yeah, very good attitude with all of that.
What about my attitude?
Oh, it's yeah. Come that star up in the sky. I would call it a winning attitude, but I'm not going to do that. I made it. Okay,
did you have to do that?
Yeah. No, I'm going to go to HR. Forget about Danny jumping up and down. That grunt, I do not. grunt needs to stop.
Give it a little extra mustard because of how
yeah,
it
mustard.
Me.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe mustard on my thrust. Thank you.
Maybe more ranch, but you know.
Yeah, I like ranch.
Oh, that was just. Oh.
Wow. Does anybody know the popular soft drink that was first created in Waco, Texas?
I'm trying to think of Waco.
Was it Dr. Pepper?
Yes, it's Dr. Pepper.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yes, the only soft drink with a doctorate.
And wasn't that the first soft drink?
I have no idea.
I thought Coca-Cola was, no?
I thought Dr. Pepper might be.
I have no idea.
You may be right, Steve. I'm not
like
going to say
a
I know.
Question. There's also, I think, a question on New Day Northwest. Yeah.
It was a Beat Migs question. I remember because we had this exact conversation. BG's like, wasn't it Coke?
Yeah, because I remember that's how I learned what it was. And then I went on New Day Northwest and played a trivia game. And that was one of the questions. And I just spit out Dr. Pepper. And they were all like, how do you even know that? And I'm like, man, I'm always ready.
Always ready.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Well, damn, I guess I can't use that one because I was like, oh, that was a good question. Apparently, I already used it.
Well, it's not.
Sorry.
I think you've used it more than once, right?
Quite possibly. Does anybody know where the Lake of the Ozarks is located?
Is that in Mississippi or Missouri?
It's Missouri, yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And then who moved to Tombstone in 1879, later becoming the U.S. Deputy Marshal of
Danny, I bet, knows this because he's probably got a brain.
Wyatt Earp?
Yes.
There we go.
That's it.
I mean, the name of the movie
is Tombstone.
Famous place. Shoot out the OK Corral. Come on.
I was thinking about pizza.
Oh.
Well, I can't blame you there.
Yeah, all right. Congrats on your win.
So I said, would you accept Old Waco for the soda question?
Old Waco.
Old Waco.
Is that what it was called before Dr. Pepper?
I don't know. As long as they say Waco, I'd be like, all right, fine. I don't know Old Waco.
Old Waco? Is that the name of a drink?
I have no idea.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, was that the previous name of Dr. Pepper? Because you said Waco is where you said it was created, right?
Yeah.
Waco, Texas?
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know why Old Waco would be an answer unless that was a previous name before they called it Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Dr. Pepper's a native Texan originating in Morrison's Old Corner Drugstore.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing about...
No, I would go for Dr. Pepper at that point. Wait, yeah, I'm not asking for the city, so...
The closest thing would be like a slogan, which one of them was Old Doc.
Maybe
the texter misheard the whole question, actually. And,
I hope so, because I'm very confused.
Because they've derailed this whole show.
Well, not the first texter, won't be the last texter.
Yeah, that texter's on report. That's all I got to say.
You're on notice.
Yeah, you're on notice, texter.
Double secret probation.
Well, it is time, kids, for you to steer this ship. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts. At 9:18 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. Brought to you by Spartan Plumbing. It's pretty simple, man. You give us a call at 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999, and you get to say whatever is on your mind. But do remember, Steve has this rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you.
And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Peyton in Redmond. Peyton, you are on The Rock.
How you guys doing?
Not too bad, Peyton. What you got, buddy?
So you guys were talking about Carrie Fisher being, like, super cool and stuff not too long ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have, like, kind of a depressing story about it. And I had this original Star Wars theater poster. And I had everyone's signature on it but Carrie Fisher's. And I somehow got in contact, like, through email with, I'm guessing, like, her publicist or something. And they were like, yeah, send it this way. She loves signing stuff, like... No problem at all. Just make sure you put like a label in it and all this stuff. So I shipped it out to her and she passed away. And I never got the poster back.
Oh, and you never got it back.
Nope. And honestly, the more depressing thing about all of it is just how fast she declined after her mom passed away, I think.
Oh, man.
Honestly. But yeah.
I thought her mom passed away after she did, actually. I think it was the other way around. Didn't Debbie Reynolds pass after Carrie?
I don't remember.
I thought her mom did and then it was her.
I mean, I could be wrong about that, but I really thought when Carrie went, then her mom all went afterwards. Or am I wrong about that?
I thought so too.
Yeah. Either way, though, yeah, it was pretty sad how basically they quickly went so close to each other.
It was Debbie Reynolds passed away December 28th, 2016, and Carrie Fisher passed away December 27th, 2016.
Damn.
Oh, so it was the next day.
Yeah.
Whoa, Debbie Reynolds. I mean, wow, that's... It was. I didn't realize it was that close where Debbie passed away right after her daughter. But you talk about, I guess that's it. Sometimes people, you know what? Here's what I'm going to say. Talk about depressing. I never liked the explanation of why, Padme died in episode 3. They said that she had no injuries really they couldn't fix, but she died of a broken heart. But then you see how it goes in real life. And, you know, you feel Debbie Reynolds. No mother wants to outlive her child. No parent wants to do that. So that had to be just a huge thing for Debbie Reynolds, to the point where maybe it did contribute to her passing.
I don't want to ask this question to sound insensitive or stupid, but so the guy sent something that was like a prize, very important to him. That was an autographed something. You know what I mean? And like,
yeah.
Sad that Carrie passed away. How does he get it back? You know what I mean? Like, how do you even like broach that? Like, I mean, you ask, but I feel so weird even asking somebody, because obviously they're mourning, whoever you sent it to is probably mourning the passing of Carrie Fisher. So what happens then?
Yeah, I would, you know, maybe you wait a little bit and then go maybe 2 months, 3 months
but
after.
It might get lost in the shuffle then.
Yeah, right.
If it got mailed to her house, people might just be like, oh, this is stuff we don't need anymore. We'll just get rid of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, then, yeah, in that case, it's lost forever because then you have no label. And how do you believe that he's the guy? I don't know. That's a tough one, Steve. Yeah.
Right. Like, I wouldn't want to, I'm not trying to say that to be like a jerk or anything like that. Like, I'm, but that does, that's a, obviously her dying is a way bigger bummer, but it's a bummer for the guy. He had an autographed poster and he sent it off and now he has no way to get it back.
Yeah. I mean, it does suck, but I don't have any solution to that. Yeah. I don't know how. I don't know how you can figure that out.
Let's track him down a poster and we'll all sign it for him.
So you're so basically you're thinking that
we'll sign there.
Would you have asked like the next day?
No, I don't think so. No, no. I'm not. That's why I was just. I'm curious. Like, yeah. What would you guys do?
The only thing you could have done is ask the next, like within the week.
I'd probably chalk it up to a loss.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way around that. Like, I've had situations where I'm like dealing with somebody, and like I find out somebody in their life just passed away that's important to them. But I'm also waiting for something from them. I'm like, well, I'm just going to have to accept that that's not going to happen and hope maybe they remember. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, how do you, someone losing someone that's important to you is way bigger of a deal than whatever minimal thing that I'm worried about.
Unless your name is Larry David, you're probably
it
not
does,
going to. Yeah.
It does feel like a Curb Your Enthusiasm moment.
Yeah, sure it really does.
And it's like, hey, there's nothing I may do. She's already gone, but what about my poster?
Someone said his poster they sent would be technically part of her estate until the estate is settled, so nothing would leave. But I believe, oh, this is the texter. He says, or the caller. He says, I waited. No one can find it in the pile. It's gone forever.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, somebody's got it.
It's in a pile of stuff that they'll never be able to figure out who it goes to.
Well, the publicist was the one that told him to do this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whatever address he sent it to, it had to go to the publicist first.
You think, but maybe it went to the publicist who then got it to Carrie Fisher. And then at that point, the publicist probably just.
Yeah.
It's like, I have no idea where it went.
The timing on that is horrible.
Terrible.
Yeah, the timing on that is horrible. Ugh. Yeah. I mean, and then you sit there and you go, dang it, I had every signature. I don't know. And I have no idea what something like that is worth. That's the other thing. I mean, it's one thing if it's just me and means something to you, but all those signatures on the original poster, oh, that could be a pretty penny.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be more worth a lot more to myself than actually wanting to sell it. But I'm different. Like, I'm not a big autograph collector. If I do have an autograph, it's because I have a Pearl Jam poster that I hope one day to get signed by the whole band. Just and never once would I even consider selling it. It's just like that's just like a fun little.
Oh,
goal.
Really? What if the price tag was insane?
I mean, if I'm able to pay off my house, yeah, I'm not an idiot. But
all right, then there we go. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You never know sometimes with like things that you think are your own stuff that you love, and next thing you know, someone goes, "Do you know this is worth X?" You're
right?
Like, really?
I'm talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah, I would be stupid not to.
Yeah,
like, no one's giving me that for a Pearl Jam poster.
Oh yeah, I don't know, man. It's yours though. If you sign it yourself, put your name on there somewhere. Come on.
Dude, speaking of Pearl Jam, I just saw a cool video. Dave Abruzzese was the drummer for Pearl Jam. He wasn't their first drummer, but he was kind of like the guy that came in after the first drummer was done. And they had a touring drummer, and then they got Dave, and he was with them for a couple of records. Some argue he's Pearl Jam's best. And I'm willing to like go back and forth between him and the first drummer, Dave, but they were both named Dave because they were both fantastic, and they really served the songs perfectly. But he just shared a video of him performing, I think, Rearview Mirror. He re-recorded the drum parts, and then he did it with like a French Pearl Jam fan club where all these Pearl Jam fans did all the other parts, like the guitars and the singing, different singers for different lines of the song. I think they did it for a charity, and it's such a cool video. It's like, I don't know why, just like it was one of those moments where you're like, man, it's fun to see just how powerful that band was for so many people and how cool Dave was to record the drums to set the groundwork for this video, even though he's no longer in the band, but he still understands how important that band is to many people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he's a part of their legacy and they are a great band. So, you know, and like, and you have love for him, Steve. So, I mean, I don't think there's anybody that doesn't have love for him.
Yeah. It's still a bummer that he wasn't thrown into the whole mix with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I always thought he has such an important part. I mean, you watch the Pearl Jam Unplugged video or recording. It's powered by Dave Abruzzese on the drums. Like, he just, it's so good because of his performance. And Matt Cameron is a great drummer, don't get me wrong. But, like, I always felt like Dave had his style fit better than what Matt does. And Matt does a great job, but it's just not, you know what I mean? It's, like, just a little different.
Yeah.
But enough to be noticeable. Yeah, you're the guy that notices stuff like that. So, but, you know, to be able to have that kind of ear.
But it's a fun video. Vicky, I'm sure we'll post it up on the BJ Migs page. But it's fun to see, like, all these Pearl Jam fans. And they're all singing in different ways, like, in our studio. Some are doing it on their cell phone. So the quality, and then there's Dave just, like, rocking out on the drums.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I wonder how that idea got to be, and whoever came up with it, what a great idea.
I think they just reached out to him, and they're just like, hey, the worst that can happen is you say no.
Yeah.
And he was just like, it seemed like a cool idea. Why not? Let's do it.
Plus, again, he gets recognized, you know, that like he's given some love from the fans.
Yeah. And yeah, I think celebrating that's off of the Versus record, I believe. Yeah. So that thing is like 30 years old, I feel.
Yeah,
it's close to it.
Yes, sir. Stop saying those names. I just found out today that Ferris Bueller's Day Off is 25 years old. Yeah. Came out today, 25 years ago.
You know, in a weird way, I feel like it's older than that.
35 years.
Okay, yeah, 35. Yeah. It's like 25 years,
35,
man.
Yes.
That
my
was
bad.
The 80s, not the
math
90s.
Is hard. Yeah, 35 years. It's 35 years old, that movie. That's nuts.
35 years old.
Yeah, that's boy, oh boy! I mean, that will date you because a lot of us were like young at the time, and that was the movie for our generation.
That movie came out the same year that I was born. Oh, shut
up! Well, that makes me feel good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What was his friend named Cameron?
Yeah.
The Red Wings jersey.
Yeah, the Red Wings. Yeah. Yeah, and that sweet car that launched out the back of the garage. Yeah.
Spoiler alert. We got yelled at by a texter for spoiling The Sopranos yesterday.
Oh, my bad.
Let's not spoil Ferris Bueller's Day Off,
Did
guys.
Somebody really yell at us for spoiling something that's over a decade old?
Well, we spoiled multiple shows, that person felt, because we did. We talked about, like, Lost, Sopranos, How
Again,
I Met Your Mother.
And they're all old. I mean, we're talking
old.
Over 5 years old for pretty much every show we talked about. That texter needs to figure it out.
I think close to 10 for all of them. Ellen, they cursed us out and everything. They were not happy.
Well, that's just ridiculous. I mean, that is ridiculous. If a show is beyond 5 years old, then guess what? You're too late to have people not spoil it for you. That's the rule. And I mean, like you said, How I Met Your Mother, that might be the newest of them all as far as how we spoiled it. I don't even know how you. I mean, of course you know how I Met Your Mother. You're gonna see his mother. He's gonna meet her.
Yeah,
that's
but
how
we. Oh, in all fairness, I think we all were expecting it was going to be, what's her face?
Yeah. Robin.
Oh, that
Robin.
Thing.
I was about to say Rachel, but I'm like, that's friends. Yeah.
No, it's Same not. Show. It's too obvious. It's not Robin. It wasn't going to be Robin. Anybody that thought it was going to be Robin, we hoped it would be Robin, but you knew it wasn't going to be Robin.
He tells you in the first episode that it's not Robin.
Oh, not everyone sees every episode. And not everyone pays attention to every episode.
Oh, I don't remember that. He actually said that? I don't. You know what? I'll have to go back. I didn't realize that he actually said it wasn't Robin in the first episode.
Yeah, he courts Robin the whole time or tries to date her in the whole time. And then at the end, he's like, and that's how I met your Aunt Robin. And they're like, that's not our mother? And he's like, no, that's how I met Aunt Robin.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Then, oh, yeah,
you know,
you're right.
The texter probably missed that, too. Okay.
Well, I don't know if they were mad about How I Met Your Mother or Sopranos or Lost or just a collection of them all. But they were not happy that we spoke.
Yeah, well, sorry. I mean, they're all old shows. I mean, where have you been? No. That's all I would have to say. Where have you been? You know what? Can I spoil the ending of The Brady Bunch? Or is that too soon?
Tiger dies, they get Oliver, and the show goes downhill.
Yeah. Wow. Why are you spoiling?
Wait, whoa!
I mean, come on.
I was just about to watch it this weekend, guys.
Wow. Okay, Spock dies, by the way. Okay. And then Kirk dies. Okay, how about that?
One texter said Darth Vader's Luke's father.
Oh, don't spoil it.
Also, the texter said that the wizard is the man behind the curtain.
What?
Oh, whoa, man. We are off the rails
that's
here.
It's the snake oil salesman. That's who he is in her dreams. There we go. How about that? Okay. You pick the topic. You guide the show. It is Listeners on the Loose. Should I tell you when we're coming back, or is that going to spoil everything? I don't want to spoil it for the texter.
Yeah, we shouldn't give away the ending of this.
Yeah.
Listeners on the Loose.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. When will we be back? I don't want to spoil it.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So I want to know, hey, did Steve watch Loki with his wife, and what did he think of it?
You didn't. You did not try to do this.
I tried.
Ooh.
And
does it hurt you to say this?
No, I did try, and I even clicked on the Disney app on our Xfinity cable thing, right? So I'm like, I clicked on it, and I look at my wife, I go, hey, because we were trying to figure out what to watch. I'm like, hey, and I'm clicking on it, so I'm trying to get it all ready to go. I'm like, we should try the show. I hear it's kind of weird, but it's supposedly really well-liked. We should check out this show that's on the Disney Channel. And she's like, well, who recommended it? And I go, the guys on the show. And she's like, you know I'm not going to like it. I'm like, so should we watch LA's Finest again? She's like, yep.
Shot down.
Yeah. So yep. She was just like, and I was like, I can't in good faith, like, you know, faith go into it because I'm probably not going to like it either. You know? So I'm like, I was hoping that she'd be like, yeah, let's give it a whirl. And that would almost motivate me. Like, I was trying to hope that she would help. So, no.
I wish I bet Vicky and Rev. They were all like, oh, especially Vicky. Oh, I know he'd like it.
Yeah, we tried. I tried. I at least threw out the idea.
I don't know if you're
you couldn't even get to the, like, trailer. You couldn't even get to
that. Well, you know what the problem is? That the damn app on it always takes forever to load up on your television. So if it would have been quicker, right. I would have had it running by the time she even had a chance to think.
See, I was going to say, I don't know if BJ would win that bet, though, because you didn't even get to watch it to see if you would like
that's
it.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
yeah, that's fine. You know what? I lose the bet. In my heart, I know I won. It doesn't matter. I don't care. Take whatever you want from me. You know, whatever cheating way you got to go do it. I know Steve. I know his wife. No way. No way. And again... I think there's a lot of people that feel horrible that they don't love these shows because everybody says how fantastic they are, but you have to be invested. I think you really have to be invested in the last 10 years of Marvel movies to care. Otherwise, why would you care? And they're not that great of a show that you would go, I've never seen one movie, but wow, what an amazing show. It's none of them are that good.
Well, we're not going to find out. And then she fell asleep, and I was like, oh, then I was like, I'd rather watch the Vegas Colorado Avalanche game. So I finished watching because I was watching game. I watched the first period, then I had to take a break because, you know, we had to put Tatum down. So I missed a little bit of the second period. I had it on my phone, but, you know, I can't 100% be attentive when, you know, playing with a child. Then third period, I was able to watch the rest of it because I had my own time.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's playoff hockey. And that's the other thing. There's no way we're going to get you to skip playoff hockey for anything. I mean, that's your favorite time of year.
Somebody asked a question about hockey. Stanley Cup Finals, Steve. Game 7. It's the Devils versus the Kraken. Who are you rooting for?
Ooh.
See, that's a problem I hope I never have to encounter.
That's a great problem to have,
though.
Yeah,
it's like the best problem,
it really
though.
Is a great right. problem to have. I've told people I would love, you know, the American League Championship, the pennant to be the Red Sox and the Mariners, because I will win either way.
Yeah.
Because I so much want to see the Mariners win and go to a World Series. And, of course, I'm a Red Sox fan, so I'll be sad but happy at the same time.
It was a little while ago we talked about it. I made a mental declaration that my number one team now is the Kraken. Yeah. So I will be rooting for the Kraken.
Oh, really? So you've definitely done that.
I'm 100% Kraken fan. Like, that's all, the home team. It started from day one.
Yeah.
I'm raising my child a Kraken fan. So I got a Kraken tattoo on my body. I'll always love the Devils, don't get me wrong. And I always wanted them to win, so long as they're not taking on the Kraken.
And we'll always have that great audio of you calling in to tell the radio guy about how you think the Devils should be run.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my favorite audio we've ever
The Martin Brodeur.
Yeah.
I made
you
before.
You should do that. You should call in one of the sports stations and say how the Kraken should be run.
But I need to try and sound like a 15-year-old boy again, or a 13-year-old boy.
Not a problem.
With your squeaky voice going.
We can do it.
Squeaky voice with a really thick Brooklyn accent.
We'll get the filter. We'll get some sort of filter.
Hey, what are you thinking about these guys? Hey, what are you doing? It's cracking. They're breaking my balls here. Hey.
That's just, look at you. I feel like we're back in time. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose.
Very random question from a texter, but they said, you wake up and you're in the last movie that you saw, and this is the life that you have to live now. What movie are you in?
The last movie that I saw?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be running around chasing zombies. I think Army of the Dead was the last movie that I saw.
Nice. BJ and I are going to go to Vegas and kill zombies, because that was the last one I watched.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
zombie love story. I can't wait.
I'm stuck in a house floating in the air with an old man.
Up.
Did you watch Up? Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I've seen Up already.
Oh.
My wife never saw it, though.
Did she cry?
She was in and out doing stuff around the house, so she really enjoyed the parts that she saw. She thought it was very cute, but I watched it with little Tater Tot. That's a great
and
movie.
And what did she think?
Tam enjoyed it. She stayed awake. She only sucked her thumb once. And,
oh, okay.
Made like a weird dinosaur sound twice.
All right. How many times did you suck your thumb? Because that's
the entire film.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah. I don't know why my wife put it on, and I came home and it was on, and I was like, oh, I'm watching it, and forgot how good that movie is.
So good.
And it's based on a local situation.
Yeah.
I think that's because my wife's like, why did you see this movie? And I was like, I remember it was because it was loosely based on a local story about a woman, I think, that lived in, or an older couple that lived in Ballard that refused to tear their house down. So they built Ballard around it, basically.
Yeah. There's actually a pizza place in West Seattle. I can't remember the name of it right now, but they have it built in the middle of a couple of buildings, and they have balloons coming out of the fireplace or chimney. And it's based on Up, and it's so cool.
Dude, if you look online, you just look for the Seattle house based on the Up movie, you'll even see the house with the balloons on it as well. It's kind of a cool thing.
It's like right behind the Trader Joe's and the LA Fitness.
It's in Ballard, right?
Yeah,
it's totally in Ballard.
I went to that gym for a year until I realized the house was right behind it.
Well, because there was a moment where they just were tearing everything down in Ballard, like the bowling alley. It was like I get it. That's just the world. That's life, you know? I mean, but it was like, oh, man, we're losing so much great charm to what made Ballard great.
Yeah, that's always the battle, Steve. I mean, that's what people in Ballard have been saying, people who grew up here have been saying for a long time, is that Ballard's just getting like completely destroyed and turned into something that it wasn't.
Yeah, Danny, are you on a sinking boat? Is that the life that you're living?
No, actually, Meet the Parents.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I watched Meet the Parents yesterday.
Damn.
Was it just on, or you chose to watch?
No, I chose to watch. That's one of my go-tos.
Okay.
Yeah, that and American Pie. So I wish I would have been in American Pie, but I'll take
it. For
parents.
The hot foreign exchange student.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right.
Hubba hubba.
Nadia.
Oh, yeah.
Nadia. So instead I'd be screwed, I'd be stuck in the Conjuring world.
Oh, that's not cool.
Oh, yeah. Another person, too. Yeah. The newest Conjuring movie. I'm screwed, LOL.
Oh, yeah.
What about Vicky?
My little brother has just recently discovered the movie Cars, and I've been watching it almost every night.
Oh, so you'd be a little car.
So I'd be in the Cars world, which, by the way, I think should be one of the next movies you watch.
Cars is definitely on the list.
Yeah, it's so cute. And it's Owen Wilson, and he does a phenomenal job. And Larry the Cable Guy.
And who doesn't want to be in a Disney movie?
Right?
So it said, lame, I'm going to be stuck in a world of human statues searching for dragon gems.
Oh.
I don't know what movie that is.
I don't know what that movie is either.
Oh, man, now this is going to bother us.
Dragon. Yeah, I don't know this one.
Is that on Labyrinth?
No.
I don't think so.
Never ending story.
I don't know.
Godzilla.
I don't know. They're flying things, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Is that Ray of the Last Dragon?
I just saw that. That was pretty good.
Is it that
was
one?
Were there human statues?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
I don't know.
I'm asking Steve, Vicky.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, because
really,
I
really, do you think Steve, after watching a cartoon movie, will remember anything?
I tried. I thought I'd give him a shot. Didn't think he would remember.
Yeah, I think it is Ray and the Last Dragon.
Good pick.
And I watched that as well, and I don't remember good that part. Pick.
All right. Wow. That's saying a lot for this movie.
That was a great movie.
Was it, though? You don't even remember the human statues and the gems.
I spent $30 on it, so it's a great movie.
I just watched it on Disney Plus.
Well, I did as well. Like, I bought it right away.
Okay.
So I could watch it immediately. And, yeah,
and you don't
I spent
even remember
$30
it.
On it.
Why did you want to watch it immediately?
It looked cute.
Wow. You know what? You're a better man than me. If it's on Disney Plus and they go Disney Plus Premium, I go, you know what? I'll wait. You've already got my money. You're not getting any more of it.
Yeah.
One texter said, I'm going to be stuck in Dallas with a woman named Debbie.
Nice.
Yeah, of course. You know what? That movie, I wonder if we'd be really, like, impressed by that movie anymore. You know?
Place at the right time.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
I mean, some of those old 80s and 70s movies, you know, those adult movies are a little like, okay, I don't know if I can handle them anymore.
They should make, like, a streaming channel for that. Like, just for, like, the vintage films.
So vintage porn?
Yes.
I think they have a site that is vintage porn, Steve. I think it's already out there, but it's on the internet.
Yeah, the internet.
I'm looking for like a streaming network that you can make.
Yes. Do you know of any streaming porn network at this point?
There should be.
Okay, thank you, Steve and Dan.
I'm not Googling that.
For just $6.69 a month.
There we go. Why don't you go with that, that Goober guy, whatever his name is, the CNN guy, and go have your own porn channel.
Tubin?
Mr. Yeah. Goober?
Mr. Yeah. Goober?
Mr. Tuber. Mr. Tuber. Go check out him. And then you can do it on Zoom.
All right, so I have a question for you, BJ, and
what?
The gang.
Oh,
I was just wondering though if any of you watched Sweet Tooth on Netflix. My wife and I just finished watching it. I'm on the fence about it, and would like to hear your opinion. Thanks, and I love the show. We've had a lot of texts from people asking about Sweet Tooth.
Yes, it is written by one of my favorite graphic novelist guys, and I did not realize I missed the boat on Sweet Tooth, the graphic novel. But I'm reading another one of his called Ascender and then Descender, or Descender then Ascender. But I've watched the first episode. Sarah and I started watching it, and we were very intrigued by the first episode. So we will watch more of it. We're trying to finish up Shadow and Bone, which is also on Netflix.
Yeah, Shadow and Bone's really good. I've watched the first two episodes of Sweet Tooth. And it's fun. It's kind of a big adventure about a half deer, half boy who was trying to find his mother and all the fun stuff that involve around that.
Oh, so it's not a cooking show.
It is not a cooking show.
But he likes his candies.
He does.
He's got a sweet tooth.
Yeah, that's why his nickname is Sweet Tooth.
This is a deep show. There's messaging in this show. In the first episode, I was like, wow, this is not an accident that all these characters are who they are, especially when you consider human history. So I really liked it for that. I think that, boy, I think this is the beautiful thing about science fiction and fantasy is that they're able to comment on today's world, but do it in a way that doesn't look like it's today's world. And I think Sweet Tooth does that, though I haven't seen all of it. But that first episode was really powerful in my mind. So it's on Netflix, and I'm going to watch more of it. So they got me hooked for the adventure. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. But you know what? Hold on a second. We got a big question right here. This needs to be answered. What do Ryan Castle and a bee sting have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
Wow, this is interesting. What do Ryan Castle and a bee sting have in common? Is that what I'm looking at here?
Oh, yeah. I'll get it fixed. Hold on one second.
Poking, throbbing, swelling.
Nice.
And then a burning sensation.
Lovely. Well, you know what? You're the guy for the job.
Dude, I got stung by a bee in the bathroom a few years ago. I came in from outside, and I went to use the gentleman's room in my home and felt something on the back of my neck and swatted it. It was a bee, and it stung me in the back of the neck when I had my junk out. It was a terrifying experience.
Could have been worse.
What just happened?
Could have stung something else.
That's true. Right? That's a good point.
Someone says they both make Steve swell up uncontrollably.
That's true.
How about this guy? His name is John. He's 34. He went to a hospital in upstate New York on Sunday. And he had a gunshot wound to his hand. And his story about it kept changing. Because he lives in Vermont, about 60 miles from the hospital. And at first he said the shooting happened in New York. But then he said it happened in Vermont. Then he said he didn't go to a hospital right away because he didn't think it was a big deal. He said he thought it was just a bee sting.
Oh, yeah, because that's what a bee sting feels like.
Cops are like, yeah. And then eventually they were like, John, what happened? He goes, okay, I shot myself while cleaning my own gun. But we still don't know if he's lying or not. But what a, boy, this guy's got a life. Yeah, that's what it is. I shooting myself in the hand. It's just like a bee sting.
Yeah. Okay. Tough guy.
Tough guy. Ryan Castle. He's a tough guy, and he's got a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
Jeffrey Toobin has returned to CNN for the first time since he exposed himself during a Zoom call.
What does Jeffrey do for CNN? Like, is he like their money analyst or like? What?
Yeah, he's a legal analyst.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He knows how to handle his briefs. That way.
Wow.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
It came out of nowhere.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.